Show your patriotism with a flag from the United States Flag Service. They offer premium, high-quality flags that are made in the USA. Whether it's the grand old flag, your favorite military flag, or a historical flag, celebrate your freedom with a flag from the United States Flag Service. Go to usflagservice.com. That's usflagservice.com to see their selection of available flags. And then call 1-800-USA-FLAG to purchase your flag today. USA Flag Service. Fly your flag for freedom.
Now, the Jen Charlton Show on 930 WFMD and WFMD.com. Telling it like it is with your host, Jen Charlton.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. It's great to have you here. I am excited about this show, and I think it, you know, we're having a lot revealed to us right now. If you think about what's going on in the national media, you know, Fox and Newsmax do a nice job of kind of informing us. Fox less so, but Newsmax for sure. I'm a big fan. But when you look at even the mainstream media, it is at a point where, like, you can't almost deny the fact that Biden is not, as my mother used to say, normal. And we are in a position right now where we have to keep our eyes wide open. And I was talking to a friend of mine this week, and I'm, you know, very high up in the Republican Party and a lot of influence. And I was talking to him, and I said, you know, even the Democrats are going to get sideswiped. I mean, at some point, they're going to say, oh, my gosh, I've been so naive or something. You know, we had that wake up call. I know for me, 2-3 years ago, you know, my eyes were blown wide open. But now I think you're going to have a lot of the liberal, not the progressives, because, by the way, they're in on it. And some of the things we're going to start revealing to you are going to be pretty tough pills to swallow. But if you're a liberal progressive Democrat and one, you think that these elections are fair, you're either totally clueless or you're in on it. There is no in between. So you have to decide today if you're going to be a good guy or a bad guy, a white hat or a black hat. Are you going to be somebody that's here to save our country in a time of dire straits? Or are you going to be in on it? Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir because I have awesome listeners who are patriots. But if by chance we have people that happen to stumble upon this show and you think that mainstream media is, you know, can be trusted, or you think that Facebook isn't using AI and other methods to start censoring us again so that we go into an election where they're cheating again, if you think that, you're either naive, ignorant, or you're in on it. And if you participate in that any further, you're in on it. So we're going to have to make a very clear line, very clear distinction in our integrity. Are we going to be for the nation, or are we going to be against this nation? And whatever they tell you that the insurrection happened on January 6th, it's a lie. And bad guys lie. Bad guys lie. They don't tell the truth, because if they told the truth, they'd be in jail or dead. That's how that works. So they're not telling you the truth. And one of the reasons I started the show and in this newest iteration is telling it like it is, because we have to tell the truth. We have the opportunity to be here on Conservative Talk Radio and say the truth. I'm, you know, nobody tells me what to say. And they don't censor me here, and I really want to acknowledge WFMD for that. Now, do I think that my podcasts are censored? I do. Do I think they shut us down in terms of getting our reach on Facebook and whatever? Absolutely. They don't want this information to get out. So it's really incumbent upon you and me, and I could use your help, to spread the word about the show and the work that we're doing. and go to WFMD.com or go to the WFMD app to listen live or hear our podcasts and share the podcasts. Because people do want to know this information, and they're simply not getting it because mainstream media, high tech, and the government, who are the bad guys, not the good guys, the bad guys, are in on it together. And yes, it is a conspiracy. It's not a theory. It's actually happened. It's been proven. We know that Facebook has done this. We know that Twitter has done this. It's all come out. So anybody who's deluding themselves into thinking that it's not so, you're either ignorant or in on it. And we need to start drawing the line, okay? And I am crystal clear that the Patriots are not, as they like to call us, extremist racists. Actually, the extremists are the progressive left. And it's because they're in on it with a communist initiative and all the things that we hear about on the 2030 plan. Okay, it's all out there. It's not me making it up. It's a fact. They stated it from their own mouths, not mine. So when you look at sanctuary states and cities, they're embedding. They're embedding in our nation people who are not patriots, who are not citizens, who do not have your and my best interest at heart, and they sure as hell don't care about our economy thriving and you prospering. When I have a friend of mine who's being crushed right now by government here in Maryland and in the county in which he lives. And he said to me yesterday, it's personal now. They've made it personal. Why? Because he's successful and they want to take him down. Annapolis, Maryland has been installed. Many, many, many of those people are not elected by you and me. They've been placed there. So whatever policies they're coming up with, Kerwin, some of the others, are all against you and me. They are not in favor of we the people. They're in favor of a communist socialist initiative in which they are operating on the down low. So again, it's incumbent upon you and me to start having these tough conversations with people who will hate you for it. I've had Democrats hang up on me who were friends of mine. I don't care anymore because our nation is at stake. And I report to one that's God Almighty. And the rest of them are just nice to know. So that being said, I'm going to have with me today some folks who are actually calling in from Ohio. And this brings to me, I want to build upon something on this idea of embedded sanctuary state and cities in which they're housing people. And now they're trying to, as we talked about last week, they're trying to get them housed in your home and mine. I'm not taking a stranger into my house. No way in hell. It isn't happening. So if they think they're going to put people who could be criminals in my home, it's just not going to happen. But they are placing them in housing in New York City, in Chicago. They're using, as we know, rec centers and whatever they need to house these people who are not legally here, who do not have our best interests at heart, who have not pledged allegiance to the flag, and who are under the guise of, let's say they've been shut down or they don't have freedoms where they are, they're going to come here and rip them out of our hands. No, go fix your own country, please. I'd love to help. I would love for those countries to thrive and prosper so they quit trying to take down ours. We're going to take a quick break. I want to thank our sponsors, TotalWellFit.com. TotalWellFit.com for your health and wellness products. It's an online boutique that I've started. I appreciate your support there. And also go to Sweeties on the Creek. We're scooping out. A little rainy out there today, but a great day for a hot cocoa and an ice cream. We'll be right back. Do you want to experience wellness at a whole new level? Make your health and wellness a priority and be your best you. Check out TotalWellFit.com for top quality nutritional and wellness products. For example, our collagen creamer is made with stevia and helps with elasticity in the skin, hair, and nails while providing structure for tendons and joints. And it's delicious. TotalWellFit.com. It's a lifestyle thing.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com.
Welcome back. It's Jen, and I have with me today Corey. And Corey is somebody who I met actually when Senator Doug Mastriano held a hearing on East Palestine out in the very furthermost area of Western PA before you cross the line that was affected by East Palestine. That whole region was, right? State lines make no difference in that case. So I met Corey, and we actually had him on the show talking about the impact of the burning by Norfolk Southern. And they made a decision to burn, incinerate all of those chemicals into the air and to affect those people. Now, there was an explosion. There was lots going on. But the point is, they could have handled it differently. And they put a lot of people at risk. And shame on them. And, personal note, I've pulled out all of my investments out of BlackRock and Vanguard because I'm not going to fund that kind of activity. And those people are involved with companies like Norfolk Southern. So you got to start making choices of where you're going to put your money and whether you're going to support this nonsense. And BlackRock is huge. I mean, they own media. This is part, they're part of the, infrastructure, if you will, of all of this. But I have with me today Corey, and I want to talk with Corey today. He called me actually about an issue that came to his attention, and so we're going to cover that today. All right. One of the things with radio is, with all the cell phones, you have to be in a good signal area. You got to be close up on that mic. You got to be talking right into it, not doing 14 other things. You got to really focus. And so one of the challenges with the rain is that messes with our audio signal. So anyway, it is what it is. We'll have him call back and hopefully we'll get a clear signal. But in the meantime, what we need to understand is with this East Palestine thing, there are train derailments happening in various places that seem to be located near water supply. So that was one of the big concerns with East Palestine, is that it got, into the soil, the water, the water tables, so that now you have contaminated water. And we're going to be covering that in the next month or so. We're going to be covering that extensively. It's come to my attention that not only is there chemicals, but there are various things in the water that are harmful, maybe even cancer causing. So we're going to track that. I'm going to bring on some experts on that so that we can inform you. But in the meantime, you might want to be looking at different ways to purify and filter your water. We're going to try him back. Let's see if we've got Corey this time. Good morning, Corey. Let's try again.
Hey, good morning, Jen. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, so much better. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. Give us an update, please, on East Palestine.
Yeah, that's like a whole series in itself, I'm sure, that we'll eventually end up doing. But I will say that what's happening right now is that I'm helping work on a couple pieces of legislation, like the Railroad Safety Act, for example. We're working on a preventative action plan for things, things of that nature, especially. Because, these people really just need medical help. You know, this area needs to be determined by you know, FEMA, a evacuation zone, in my opinion. I mean, just to bring up a couple things that we've talked about previously, like 1985 Times Beach, Missouri, you know, is a good example of this, you know, with this dioxide contamination. I mean, you're talking 73 different chemicals by all these researchers' accounts, you know, so far. I mean, we don't even know made with all the heat and pressure from the derailment to begin with, and when they lit that fume on fire. So, I mean, that's kind of like the best quick hit I can give you on that. That's kind of what's going on, is the legislation's really starting to push up as far as the PA side, but we're getting no support.
We're losing you again, Corey. Okay, so let me just kind of reiterate what he's saying. You know, there has been a lot of controversy around, first of all, the chemicals, the hazardous material. There were 11 rail cars. They had vinyl chloride, ethyl glycol, monobutyl ether, and a whole bunch of other stuff I can't pronounce. So the point is, all of that stuff went into the air, the water, the soil. And kudos and shout out to Dan Cox and Doug Mastriano, who covered that, went out there, looked at what was really going on, actually got sick in the process and had to get detoxed. So, and I know Doug has told that story, so I have the right to share it here with you again. But the point, the important thing to remember is that here the EPA is shutting down businesses for, quote, violations. They have tremendous authority. The Environmental Protection Agency. Now, were they protecting East Palestine and the residents? See, the idea of EPA is not just to protect the environment. It's to protect the environment so it doesn't make people in the environment sick. They failed. Those people are really sick, and they're going to get sicker over the next 10, 20 years. The harm done to them is irreversible, in my opinion, unless they've done a lot of detoxing. But even in 9/11, I had a very good friend of mine who was involved with detoxing the workers, the first responders, after 9/11. And actually, Tom Cruise was involved. She was, you know, part of that detox center up there. And they still died. So the point being that these agencies have tremendous power. But are they really using it for you and me? Or are they serving some other master? This is about the government corruption that I'm referring to. Because that Environment Protection Agency, FEMA, the Biden administration, which we affectionately refer to as the O'Biden administration, did not do right by East Palestine and the surrounding areas. Because again, it's a regional impact. What did they do? Their cleanup was abysmal. And we covered that. And I remember reaching out to State Senator Mastriano in Pennsylvania and saying, Doug, I'm really concerned about this. And he said, thank God you're calling. You know, like nobody else is covering this. Why? Because it was an inconvenient truth. An inconvenient truth about the way government operates and in cahoots with companies like Norfolk Southern. Every one of those people impacted needs to have all of their health care covered for the rest of their lives. And it should be done by Norfolk Southern. Period. It's not complicated. If you or I committed harm to another in our neighborhood or in the city streets or whatever act we may have done that would harm others, we would be held accountable. But President Biden, air quotes President Biden, never declared it a disaster area. Why? Probably because of the impact on Norfolk Southern. And oh, by the way, all of its funders. These railways are almost like utilities. They are often funded like utilities by these massive companies like BlackRock and Vanguard. So at any rate, I think it's important for us to start holding these agencies to account as well. I mean, hopefully Biden's going to be removed. The Democrats are trying to figure that out right now. They've got a power play for sure in their pocket. I don't think it'll be Newsom because he's been a disaster for California. He might look cute, but beyond that, he's got no game. I'm hearing Michelle Obama, you know, might be chosen. That'll be an interesting expose on all of that. So we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, these people are still suffering in East Palestine. One of the other things we were going to talk about today, and we're going to try at the break to see if we can get Corey back and get him in a good cell area where he can speak to us with a clear and precise signal. But there's apparently some questions about housing and an unknown company in Ohio. They've been unable to really unearth who it is actually owns these properties, has not been meeting its fiduciary responsibility to ensure that the people that are housed in these units are in safe environments. So in other words, they've got some issues that are considered unhealthy by most standards, but they're not being held to account, which is so typical right now, right? So we're going to dig into that in a little bit. What I'd like to do right now is take a quick break. You're listening to the Jen Charlton Show. Hopefully we'll get Corey back on the line. I want to thank our sponsors, Sweeties on the Creek, we're scooping now, and TotalWellFit.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Jen. It's great to have you here. And I think we've got good audio now. You know, sometimes when you're trying to outsmart technology, it doesn't work. Okay, so let's bring Corey back on.
Yeah, can you hear me good now?
Oh, my goodness. Loud and clear. Perfect. All right, Corey, give us...
Okay, sorry.
Let's streamline through this. Let's give me the bullets on the issues on this housing.
Well, it's in PA, in Beaver County, actually, but... what's going on basically is that, you have a lot of different, you know, public entities at play here that I feel like there's a lot of corruption going on, especially when it comes to the code enforcement. Basically, it's a co-op situation, and we have Naveen, who's also like a shareholder and a resident there at one of the properties. I mean, they have 81 properties and 287 different units in total at all these properties. All over PA, and you're talking electrical issues, mold, rusted tubs, air ducts. I mean, the building that like Nadine is at was built in 1944, and you know, like some things haven't even been looked at or even you know, fixed since then, since the building's even been built. Which I'm sure Nadine will be able to tell us a lot more about that.
All right, so where are these properties located? In Ohio, Pennsylvania, both?
No, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so, well, let's go ahead and bring Nadine on. So Nadine is a resident.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yes,
thank you so much for having, frankly, the courage and the desire to get on and talk about this publicly. So Nadine, tell us about what it is you are experiencing in your home.
I have a... 1944 bathtub rusted out, and it's not being replaced. I had to get my air ducts cleaned myself at my own cost. My door was supposed to be fixed last year. I have snow coming through the outside door and the main door, and the windows, they leak like sieves. And, you know, they went to higher our gas bill from January to April, but they don't want to fix their problems, which are, you know, insulation and proper doors and proper windows that don't leak the gas out.
Okay, let me ask you a couple of questions, Nadine. Are you the property owner, or do you lease or
rent
the property?
No, I am a shareholder.
But doesn't shareholder mean you have an ownership position?
I'm in a co-op, so it's kind of different than an HOA. So, yeah, we own what is common area.
All right, but owns the
we
unit?
Live in, what we live in. Like, we can choose the paint on the wall, but it has to be pre-approved by the board. You know, stuff like that. But anything that we bring in, we bolt down, it stays. So
it's, in essence, it's, I'm going to use an old term, but this might resonate with some folks, a tenement housing kind of situation. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. So you don't have a mortgage on this property?
No. I have a monthly co-op fee.
But they call it co-op as opposed to a rental property. Why? Do you know why they distinguish it as a co-op?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
So here's one of the things that I think is happening, and I have no idea in your situation. You should get some legal counsel to help you guys. You probably have a class action lawsuit if this is the case for a lot of folks. But, you know, one of the things with people say stuff. I'm going to call this a blue ball, but actually it's red, but I'm going to call it blue, so therefore it's blue because I say so. Language matters, but because somebody labels something co-op doesn't mean that it is a co-op. And
correct.
But therefore, because it's a co-op, because they say it's a co-op, even though it may not be a co-op, it has certain protections or guidelines or infrastructure or a design to the way that they operate the business. So,
correct.
You know, one of the challenges is people lie. And there's a lot of lying going on right now. A lot of lying going on. So you've got, to your knowledge, there are 81 different addresses that house
81 units and 287 units, 81 properties. Yes.
So those properties are they in one particular county or are they throughout?
They're in East Rochester, which we have a code enforcement officer, but they say because this is private property, the code enforcement officer does not come up here.
Well, let me just say this. I'm a landlord. We own property. If I'm not doing what the code says, you can bet they're knocking on my door. So that's a bunch of nonsense, according to your code enforcement officer. That is nonsense.
And according to the senator's office.
Okay, tell us about that. You spoke with a state senator.
Well, you know, they keep saying the code enforcement. So I went to the East Rochester borough to see why the code enforcement officer doesn't come up here, because I need a ground wire also in my laundry room. I lost a washer while washing it. I had a blackout. So I went there and asked, and they said, well, that's on your board. Your board handles that. And I've never heard of that. My brother owned rental property. And, you know, like you said, the code enforcement officer would be knocking at your door. So I went to the Senator Vogel's office here in Rochester, PA, and they gave me a pamphlet. They said, no, every building in East Rochester, no matter if it's on private property or not, gets coded. And let me tell you, if they would have to come in here and code these places, we would get shut down.
And who is that senator? Can you name who that is?
Yes, it's Senator Laval. Senator Elder Vogel Jr. He's on the 47th district.
Sorry, is he a Democrat or Republican?
You know what? I didn't ask his affiliation when I went in there.
All right. Well, sometimes it matters, but. Okay, so guys, what is it you hope to accomplish? What do you need help with?
We've had increasing, large increase of, you know, our HOA fees every year. Usually it was $10 and then it went to 20. Now it's going 60. And when the majority of people that live in here are over 55 or elderly, you know, and they can't afford it.
Okay.
They keep raising stuff. They don't want to fix anything. We're losing, you know, they keep raising gas every January through April, but they don't want to fix their problems where our gas is going, which is outside.
I gotcha. Okay, you know. But here's the thing. I want to drill down for a second. We only have a, you know, a few more minutes with you. So let's see if we can make some progress. Okay, so one of the things that's happening, I believe, and I talked about it in my opening, I don't know if you heard that, about housing illegals in sanctuary states, sanctuary cities, and in infrastructure. And so my question to you is, who owns these properties? Who is the owner?
You know, I've been looking for the owner, and I asked past people, and the answer is the shareholders, and that can't be correct because we only own a small portion of our place, very small portion.
So then you might want to look at the board of that of the co-op and see, does each unit have its own board, or is there one board for all 287 units?
One board for everyone.
For all 287 units.
Speak
go
a little
ahead,
bit on this, Jen, too.
Sure.
It's, what I found looking into this, and a lot of times with big corporations and whatnot that oversee things like this, you'll notice that they try to mask their identity of who actually owns it. So it's been very hard trying to find that. But so far, what I've found out is that one, Lacock, I think that's how you say it, dwellings, is
Lacock.
A lot of these documents, yes. Now, what's very interesting, too, about this is that, we only have a few minutes. I'm sure you're going to want to have Nadine talk about the embezzlement scandal that's happening now as well.
Okay. We can cover that after the next break. One of the things to think about is this organization that has the power over so many people's lives? And these are poor folks who are, you know, they're on retirement or, you know, living on the edge, right? You're getting increased costs and so forth, which could push you out. My question is,
I mean, 8 people, I believe, have left already.
How many?
Eight families.
And how many in your property alone, how many units are there?
75 units on my count.
Six in one six building.
Hold on. What, Nadine, how many units are in the building in which you live at that address?
Six. There are six in one building.
Okay, but you said 8 just left. So they left from where?
Well, they left from the, you know, entire property, one from here, one from there. I'm not sure what numbers left.
So what I'm asking you is
leaving,
in that
in the process
okay, let me ask the questions. In that property, how many total live there that 8 left? I'm trying to get a percentage of how many left.
Oh, geez. Some of them were family, some of them were, you know.
Well, my point is, if you've got 100 units at the one location and 8 leave, that's not so much. If you have 20 units and 8 leave,
there's
that's a lot.
75 units.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, 75 units, okay.
So 75, so 10% have left. Now, one of the things to think about is, and we're seeing it in agriculture, there's a reason I'm asking this direct line of questioning. We're seeing it in agriculture that China is buying a lot of our property. So has the Bill Gates. I don't know why he decided all of a sudden he's a farmer. It's pretty inauthentic, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, who is buying these units or who's going to be living in them once they push you guys out? Because it looks like, sounds like there's an intention to push you guys out. So if that's the case, then they're doing something else with that property. And I want to know who's moving in. See, if they're going to house illegals, if they're going to house people who are foreigners, if this is a foreign-owned entity that owns 287 units that's housing some of our most vulnerable Americans, and they're putting you all in a position where you can't afford to stay in your home, then there's a real issue here that government needs to get involved with, but they're part of the problem. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Jen Charlton Show. I have Corey and Nadine calling in, and this is a hypothetically a bigger problem than this one instance where we have a co-op that's gone rogue and a government that's been unwilling to hold them to account, and an entity that names themselves something but then think somehow they're not held to the same standards that other housing facilities that have renters in them must provide a safe and healthy living environment. We'll be right back. Do you want to experience wellness at a whole new level? It's time to make your health and wellness a priority and be your best you. Check out TotalWellFit.com for top quality nutritional and wellness products. TotalWellFit.com. It's a lifestyle thing. Welcome back. This is Jen, and we're talking to Corey and Nadine about a situation, and I'm sorry you guys are going through this, Nadine. One thing I've done is reached out to Senator Doug Mastriano and see if he has some ability to help you all. He's, you know, a great leader, and hopefully he can assist you. But I think it sounds like you guys need to get some legal advice and legal counsel on how to proceed and to ensure that the codes are enforced and the leadership is held to account. But you also have to get that structure straight, right, so that you know who you're dealing with. You can't not know who you're dealing with. And so I'm really sorry you're going through this. Is there any final comments you want to make?
I would definitely touch on the embezzlement.
Well, let's call it alleged embezzlement. So let's tell us what you...
Okay, we'll call it alleged embezzlement.
Yeah, what do you... hold on, let me ask the question. Why would you say that there's that possible embezzlement going on?
Well, because the board said that at a meeting, and they fired the last manager and blamed it all on her. And what I get through the grapevine, it wasn't all her.
So they accused her of embezzlement?
Correct. This lady went down about 50 pounds. She almost died over this. She was in the hospital, sick. And they blamed it all on her, and apparently it wasn't her.
Okay, what are the specific allegations you're making? What did they do that leads you to think?
They just said a large amount of money was missing from the co-op.
How much?
They didn't give us a number. That's everybody asked, but they would not give us a number. A large amount. That's all they said.
Yeah,
so they did not elaborate on it.
Yeah, I have reports from this, Jen, of them losing $6,000 from one lady. And, like, I mean, you're talking, I haven't got a total figure yet, but, you know, you're talking, like, $6,000 to, like, almost each resident from what I'm catching that is missing. And they're charging $50 late fees each month to each person on this because they're trying to say that they owe all this back rent and this money that could possibly be embezzled in this situation.
Well, 6,000. Let me
have not got their refund yet.
Okay, so let me just say 6,000 times 287 units is $1.7 million. So that's a big chunk of change.
That sounds good, huh?
Yeah. So it sounds like, Nadine, and I'm sorry you're going through this, and my heart is with you and all the people who are suffering this, you know, outrageous.
Right.
You know,
truly are. And I wouldn't be speaking up if it wasn't for the people and in the older generation, truly. And some of the younger generation, what has gone on since, you know, and how they're being yelled at, they're going to be evicted if they don't follow the rules, this and that. I mean, you write a nice nice letter, you know, kind reminder or whatever, but that's not how it's being done here. They're being treated more like, you know, we call it Naziville up here. It's being, you know, that's how we feel. That, and I'm not the only person that calls it that up here.
Okay,
it's
let
like
me.
You're being watched constantly.
So one of the things you should look into is also elder, senior protections that fall under, you know, elder abuse or financial exploitation of seniors and so forth. Those are federal guidelines that you can call upon. You should definitely talk to an attorney and see what you can do to allege and pursue this. And I wish you guys well, and I thank you so much, Corey, for bringing this to our attention. We will have you guys back. We want to hear, you know, how, what your outcome is. And if there's an attorney listening who wants to take this case on,
yes,
please, by all means, reach out to Nadine. Nadine, I know you want to stay anonymous on this, but Corey.
We have a meeting March 11th at 6 o'clock. If anybody wants to be there, journalists, please be there.
Where will that meeting be held?
That will be in the Laycock Community Building as soon as you come up on 5th Street. Turn into Laycock.
In East Rochester?
East Rochester, PA, yes.
Okay.
There's no parking for anybody, so if you can't walk to the meeting, you don't go to the meeting. So we're driving a couple elderly people so they can go because they really want to go.
Okay, gotcha. Corey, how can people follow up with you if they have more interest in this case?
I'm going to do a special series on this on my podcast, specifically separate from any journalistic articles I'm doing on Grandma's Reports on Spotify. I'm for sure I'm going to have Nadine on there a few times just to talk about this specific situation.
Okay, very good. All right, everybody, you're listening to The Jen Charlton Show. Thank you, Corey, Nadine, for calling in. We wish you well. Please keep us posted, and I'll follow up with you again. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome. So, everybody, one of the opportunities is to step in and really help people right now who are vulnerable. And I know there's an opportunity around us. If we just look around, there are people right now who are hurting. And, you know, my heart goes out to the elderly. When they are taken advantage of like this, they're pushed out through higher taxes or increased energy costs. You know, those protections should be put in place to assist them. If we can send money to Ukraine, or we can house and give these illegal people coming into our country without permission, without following the process, if we can fund them with the ungodly amount of money they've been spending through Biden et al., we can make sure these poor elderly folks are kept in their homes in a safe environment that's not blowing the heat out the windows. And it's making sure they're not living in unsafe conditions. So when there are things like this going on, we have to let our, quote, legislators know. Because if the code is written, but the code is not enforced, that now becomes, in my opinion, a legislative matter. And if you're listening in Pennsylvania, I request that you call the equivalent of your constituent services across, you know, Pennsylvania. Call the governor's mansion, the governor's office. Here in Maryland, there's a constituent services office where you can call if you have a concern. Go straight to the governor, because at the end of the day, it's under the governor's purview to make sure that their people are taken care of. And if they're not doing that, we have a responsibility to reach out. And sometimes when these are vulnerable people who are being taken advantage of, the people who are stronger need to stand up for them because they can't fight this fight themselves. You know, I can only imagine what it'd be like if, you know, a retiree or somebody who's maybe has a disability is now having to fight this nonsense. The other thing I want to bring up, and I will be covering this at some point, but in my heart, and this just comes to mind as I'm going to close out with you guys, senior abuse happens. And I mean not only physical abuse, I really mean financial exploitation of seniors. And there are a lot of people right now, and I had a woman say this to me when I was going through something personally. She said, yeah, people's retirements are like the pot at the end of the rainbow. Family members just want to get their hands in that pot. And there are seniors right now who are being exploited financially for their retirement funds. We saw it in Baltimore City. An elderly woman, all of her funds, $300,000, were drained by her grandson out of her retirement. And she died in poverty. So these issues have to be addressed. And I'm calling upon the legislators, whether you are installed or not, it is time to hold these people to account for making sure that they're doing the work of the people. And stop spending our money overseas in Ukraine in a war that we have no business being in other than to protect the Bidens. And let's start taking care of our people, our veterans, our elderly, our infirmed, our children. Let's make sure that we're providing them the infrastructure and the wherewithal to live a happy life that they love. That's what the American way is. And it has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with money. Because money doesn't buy happiness. We know that. But it does have to do with how we're treating ourselves and one another. And it's a tough time right now. And we're all a little bit crabby. I know I've been. Because I see the pressures and the things that are coming at us that put us at risk. So make sure you're prepared, you're staying safe, you have your home ready for if things go crazy, you have a backup supply of food and water. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk more about that. So have a great week. Follow me on Rumble. Go to the WFMD app for the past podcasts. And we'll see you next Saturday morning right here on WFMD.
News Radio 930. WFMD, Frederick.